You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Hi, Boomer and Geo, coming to you live from the Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Want to talk some Knicks? 888-808-1019 as they lose last night. This was the most frustrating game of the series. There's no doubt, because they got completely blown out in game three. They actually played a pretty good first quarter. They were okay in the second quarter, then were miserable in the third and fourth quarters. And you had guys in foul trouble. Karl Anthony Towns was a mess. Jalen Brunson fouls out with 7 minutes to go. They put the Celtics on the line in the bonus with 9 minutes to go in the third quarter. OG Anunoby played the worst game he's probably played as a New York Knick. I mean, it was bad. It was really, really bad. But the Boston Celtics are who they are, and they did exactly what I would hope my team would do in a similar situation, where they're a defending champion, they're at home in an elimination game without their best player, and they said it's not going to happen tonight. No way, no how, and they got that victory. Doesn't mean I don't think that the Knicks are going to win this series. Friday night's going to be intense, and let's look at it this way. Glass half full. They'll be celebrating on 7th Avenue Friday night after knocking the Celtics out. That's the way you got to look at it.
You know, it's not just losing their best player. Also, one of their other most important players, Kristaps Porzingis, has been, you know, basically not really impactful at all. If anything, it's been more of a negative impact than a positive impact. So now, all of a sudden, you know, Hauser's back. Cornette played his best game as a Celtic, I would imagine, last night. He was all over the place. I don't remember him being a Knick. And then you reminded me he was a Knick when he came out of Vanderbilt. He was an undrafted free agent, played 2 years here, and then went on and played a couple other places, and then finally settled in Boston the last 4 or 5 years. And at 7'1", he was a monster last night.
He was. I mean, that's got to be the best game he ever played in his life. All the blocks. He was all over the place. And you saw the intensity, and the Knicks have had two opportunities where the Celtics have been desperate to win, and the Celtics looked desperate, and the Knicks didn't. So now, the Knicks looked desperate in game four, but they did not look desperate in three and five. So maybe we'll see that desperation for them in game six, because they're going to need it. If you end up going back to Boston, they've got all the momentum, and they beat you two in a row without Tatum, that is a situation no Knicks fan wants to be in. No Knicks player wants to be in. Tibbs doesn't want to be in. Leon Rose doesn't want to be. You don't want to be in that situation.
You know, you look at these three-point attempts and shots made last night. Bridges, 1 for 3. OG, 1 for 5. Karl Anthony Towns, 1 for 3. Jalen Brunson, 1 for 4. When you're playing against the Celtics, who, even without Jason Tatum, are still a very good three-point shooting team. As you always say, make or miss league. And when the Celtics are on, they're about as good as anybody in the league. And they could really frustrate you.
Yeah. I mean, and Derek White is that guy. And I got some reaction last night on X when people are saying that stupid Derek White face again after he makes a three-pointer. He goes, ever since, you know, you pointed that out, I'm just seeing it over and over again. And it's frustrating me. He hits those threes, and then they put the camera right on his face. And he's like, I told you.
I told you. And he's good. He's great. I mean, and they've got a lot of great players. And you saw Jaylen Brown step up in a huge way. The effort that he had in keeping that ball in bounds in front of the Celtics bench. You saw the intensity with Joe Mazzulla. He had a couple of winning challenges on fouls. He was fired up with the officials. I mean, this was straight Celtics, man. This was 100% a championship team fighting back.
And you can tell by the body language from Jalen Brunson and a number of these highlights that we've been showing this morning, just how frustrated and just how disappointed he was, not only in his own performance, but I think just their defensive performance and how they are allowing this separation to take place.
Yeah.
You know, around the three-point line. I mean, it's ridiculous how many times they have open threes in games that they've won. Now, those first two games, they had just as many open threes as they had last night. But they missed those open threes.
Yeah.
And that's what we were talking about after each and every game. You know, Knicks need a little bit of luck. And then they need their best players to show up and play their best game. So last night it was the opposite of game one and two, especially in the second half.
Yeah. I mean, when I know I'm fully activated watching these games is like these involuntary things I'll do for good and bad. I usually watch games in total silence. Like that's good, bad, indifferent. I'm just watching it in silence. I'm celebrating on the inside. I'm just like, there's so much noise in my house all day long that like I try not to contribute to it.
Yes.
It's just like noise pollution in my home. It's dogs barking. It's children yelling. It's Gina singing songs at the top of her lungs. It's just noise all the time. So I try not to contribute to that. But when I'm fully activated with sports, you know, I'm either like, one of those good one, you know, a little fist pump. Or they're like, oh, come on, son of a bitch. You know, like yelling stuff like that. And
yes.
And Gina's in the other room watching whatever housewife she is. And she knows that things are either going well or not going well. And last night was just so frustrating. It was just one of the most frustrating games I had seen in a long time. Let's go to Hassan in Florida. What's up, Hassan? Good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man. What's up?
Can't complain. Appreciate you guys giving me some time. So what I really want to say is I feel like the people thinking that the Knicks are going to win in six, four out of five of these games, we've been up by 20. Mm-hmm. And this is the first time that we actually took it to the end of third quarter. We didn't just basically let them relax. We actually took it to their face. We shot a whole bunch of, we drove in instead of shooting threes. And I feel like if we continue and stay doing that, we actually have a chance to take this actually in seven because we haven't done that the whole time. We've had leads. We've had times where we should have actually own the games, and we've let them back in. They didn't really take it from us. We let them back in. So now we have an opportunity to really come at them, get them in foul trouble, and I think we can do it.
Yeah, Hassan, clearly a Celtics fan, and sure, that's what you should believe. Now, that is a good point. I mean, I think that they still need to shoot a lot of threes in order to win these games. That's who they are. And if Pritchard and Derek White are hitting those threes, they're going to take them. But it was really the fouls. I mean, it was being in the bonus with 9 minutes to go in the third quarter, right? Or the second quarter, third quarter, that you saw them go to the basket. And that's what they were trying to do. They were trying to get the fouls. They were trying to get to the line. And without Jason Tatum there, I mean, Tatum missed a lot of three-pointers in games one and two.
And that's the point. So Jason, as great a player as he is, and we saw the best of him before he blew out his Achilles in game four, if he is off and he's hoisting up these threes where it makes no sense, like how he's doing, like I would be frustrated as a fan. I hate watching guys just hoisting up threes like with 13 seconds to go on a shot clock. And there were a couple times in those games where they had no regard for the amount of time on the clock, where they were in the game, and were just throwing up threes, and they were missing them.
Mm-hmm.
And that allowed the Knicks to get back into the game. They made it way too easy for the Knicks. And that's the thing. Like last night, it was a combination of them making threes, but also forcing the Knicks to play defense in the paint. And I look, it's the Knicks are going to have to come out on Friday night, and they're going to have to, they themselves are going to have to be making their shots. I mean, they can't have another game less like they did last night, or they're going to lose in seven.
Yeah, I mean, going all the way back to losing in the finals in 94, if they somehow choked away this 3-1 lead or lost to the Celtics, but any way you want to put it, it would be one of the worst losses ever.
Exactly. Let's go to Matt in Ocean Township. Matt, what's happening?
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show. A lot of good points here. You know, I wanted to chime in
saying with Brunson, I don't think I've ever seen him as frustrated as he looked last night. But it comes down to one thing. You know, everyone keeps saying, I get it, Boston's been up by 24 out of 5 games. Show me when, maybe outside of game 4, where the Knicks have actually played their best basketball. I mean, every game, you know, Towns is in foul trouble. And it comes down to one thing. I mean, the Celtics are wide open for 3. They're either going to make them or they're going to miss them. And when they make them, they go up by 20. And when they start to miss them is when the lead goes back. If they could just play a competitive game, you know, if Cat could just, you know, just, he can't get 2 fouls in the first quarter, take himself off the court, and then he's got 4 by the third. They got to just find a way to compete, you know, a little bit harder and smarter at that point. You know, they need to give themselves a chance come the second half, and they can't be in the penalty with 9 minutes left in the quarter.
Yeah, you know, Matt, all really good points there, and I'm done with these Karl Anthony Towns sloppy, unnecessary fouls. I mean, it really is just, it's enough. I mean, those are losing type of plays, and that's hurt them. And then Jalen Brunson, same thing last night. I didn't agree with all of the Brunson fouls. I agreed with all the Cat fouls. I mean, they're so clear as day. But yeah, I mean, it depends how you look at it. Like, you know, Matt's looking at it like the Knicks haven't played their best basketball yet as a positive. I mean, we're going into game 6, and we're talking about them not playing their best basketball
in
the
series. I'll tell you one thing. Josh Hart played great last night. He was, you know, he was getting rebounds. He was hitting his threes.
Hart and Mitchell Robinson were the best on the court last night.
That's exactly right. And Mitch was making his free throws. But, I mean, there are just so many things that they don't do well. And one of those things is defending the 3-point shot. And we all know why the Knicks won the first 2 games. It wasn't because of their defense and defending the 3-point shot. It was because of the misses that Boston was hoisting up and the bricks that they were throwing up.
Well, yeah, I mean, some of that was defense. I mean, there's some of it. We can't say it wasn't all
open
shots.
Threes. I mean, like, and just,
I know, but it's some of it you can't. I mean, some of it was defense. I mean, you have to say that. And plus, the way that Mikal Bridges the last 2 and the first 2 games, the way he ended those games with defensive plays. There's some credit there,
you
but
know,
yeah.
The point, the other thing too is that if you got Luke Kornet and you got Jrue Holiday and they're running a little bit of a give and go. I mean, that, again, is a mess by the Knicks defense because they're not switching correctly. They're not stopping those pick and rolls or those give and goes that are turning into easy buckets for the Celtics. And that's one of the things that happened last night again. Like, how many points did the Celtics actually score in the paint on little plays like that? And that goes back to playing defense and learning how to play defense and playing defense with your partner and making sure that you're communicating. And I, you know, the frustrating thing for me is like when Derek White is at the top of the key and he's got Al Horford up there setting a pick for him. And then, you know, Karl Anthony Towns has to come off and he's literally 10 feet away from Derek White. I'm like, you have to have an understanding in your brain. Now, I know you're trying to protect your shorter player going, you know, and playing Al Horford down into the paint. I know that's not easy. But you know what is killing you in this series? When you lose a game, what is killing you? The wide open 3-pointers by the Celtics, which they have told you that's how they play.
Oh yeah, you know by now. I mean, you've known for years that's what it is. But they've just had an issue with that, defending the pick and roll, defending the 3. And Karl Anthony Towns is just, he's not capable of playing the correct type of basketball on the defensive end against a team like this. He doesn't have the skill to do that. He's nowhere to be found, or when he's there, he's sloppily throwing his arms around and his body around and committing fouls.
He looks like he's frustrated too.
Yeah, I mean,
like, you know, he's had double doubles. I'm not saying
he hasn't been terrible in the series. No. But last night was just, it was a joke last night. But he wasn't the only one. OG Anunoby was bad. Brunson was bad. But you know, when Towns plays well, he's not on the bench with a ton of fouls. You know, the Knicks are in a better position to win a game. It's as simple as that. It's just that last night it's so annoying him complaining to the officials when he makes these egregious fouls.
Or he doesn't get the call. I mean, a lot of times he ends up on the ground too. I mean, like, I've never seen a team that has more guys on the ground. That's why I was bringing up that whole Instagram from the Devils and their series against the Hurricanes. Like, how many times you can't win if you're on the ground? Now, I know a couple times you're on the ground because, you know, you're going to the basket or you're trying to draw a foul. I mean, you know, there's a lot of different reasons why. But I think Brunson tweaked his ankle last night. I saw Josh Hart getting all over Mitch Robinson on the offensive zone, on the offensive end of the court for not being in the right spot. You know, there was a lot of, like, just they were off in that second half, and it was ugly.
Let's go to Dom in New Rochelle. What's going on, Dom?
Hey, what's up, Boomer and Gio? I'm a big fan of the show. I'm in the car taking my daughters to school.
Hi.
hey, guys.
We're first-time callers. They've gotten a lot into the Knicks this season. We live about a couple of miles from Jalen Brunson, so they're really getting into it. And, look, I mean, last night's shooting was just incredible, I thought, with between, as you said, White and Pritchard. I think they're going to be tough to beat if that continues. Outside of staying outside of foul trouble, what do you think they need to do defensively just to – yeah, I know they've played gritty on defense this whole series, but, I mean, 120-something points last night, what do they need to do differently?
Man, you know, I think that Tom Thibodeau's been asking that question of what do I do differently to defend the three-point shot for the entire season, and hasn't worked out. I mean, I honestly would start the game with Mitchell Robinson on the court. I mean, I'd set the tone. He's been their best defensive player. He's all over the place. You know, another thing that they need to do better is offensive rebounds. Don't give them second opportunities. They gave them way too many second opportunities last night. So those are two things that I would do that would be a little bit different. But, I mean, I don't expect the Knicks to all of a sudden overnight be the best defending of the three team in the playoffs. Like, it's not going to happen. They're just not good at it.
But it's amazing to me, though, like when the Knicks are on offense, how Boston plays their defense.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's not a lot of room for Jalen Brunson. I mean, he has got guys all over him. We saw that in a previous series, too, by the way. And he has a knack for getting into the paint and getting up and getting the ball into the basket. Now, a couple of his floaters last night that he would normally knock in, he missed. So the Knicks weren't shooting their, you know, they didn't have their great shots last night either. But, you know, at halftime, it's 59-59, and I just felt like, okay, this is a pretty good game by the Knicks. I think it was a great game, but I thought it was a good game. And the fact that they were able to keep up with them offensively led me to believe maybe when they came out in the third quarter, which has also been a problem for the Knicks with the exception of game four, that they would be able to, you know, keep it close and stay within 5 or 6 points or take the lead themselves, which they never did. And again, this damn Derek White, if they let him go off 4 out of 5 3-pointers on Friday night, I'm like, what are you learning? You have to understand that you have to play close defense to him at all times. And when they do that little switch at the top of the key, whoever the big man is that is coming off of the switch has got to make sure that he is closing out Derek White and not giving him a 5-foot open shot from 3-point.
Eric's out in Huntington. What's going on, Eric?
Hey, guys. How are you? Thanks for taking my first call. I think the Knicks lost last night because it was all mindset. They thought the game was going to be easier because Tatum wasn't in there. And I just think, you know, if you played sports, you know that if the game's going to be a little easier, they're not going to be as hungry. I think the next game, this is a wake-up call for them. That's number one. Number two, I think they'll think twice about fouling Mitchell Robinson again especially what happened last night with all his free throws made.
Yeah, you know what, Eric? If he does that again, that would be a miracle. They're still going to foul him. There's so much evidence against him when it comes to the bad free throw shooting. So it was a great night for him. Do you think that Joe Mazzulla is going to change his philosophy on that just because he hit all his free throws last night? I mean, the guy's like a 2% free throw shooter for the majority of his career. He's still going to put him on the line.
Four of their five starters were 4 for 15 from 3-point land. And you're not going to win that way. You're just not. And the guy who played his worst game was OG. And then I would put Karl Anthony Towns right after that with the fouls. And then I'd put Brunson third on that list because of him fouling out and because, you know, he didn't shoot well from three either. So those three guys, you know, have got to come back and they got to play better. They have to. They know that. And Jalen knows that. And even in, I want to say it was game three, Jalen had a horrendous game. He was all over the place. Bad passes, turnovers, you know. And again, I wish I could remind the Knicks, know who Mitchell Robinson is. Know who he is, especially when you're on offense. Bounce passing the ball to Mitchell Robinson does not work. You have to throw it up above the rim for him to jam it home.
Yes.
That's when it works.
Yep.
So, you know, just know who you're playing. Know your teammates. Know his strengths. Know his weaknesses.
Yeah, and just because he's open doesn't mean he needs to get the ball. Right?
Exactly. And I know sometimes you want to give your teammate an opportunity, and that's the play you should be making. But, you know, that's just not, you know, I know you make fun of his small feet, but he's got like lumberjack hands. Like, he doesn't ever really get the ball smoothly. You know what I mean?
Of course. I know. I mean, and there's been many a big man who suffered from the same sort of ills.
I mean, Carl Anthony Towns has got mitts for hands. So when you throw the ball to him, he can handle it.
Yep.
And, you know, he could be like a wide receiver in the NFL. His hands are so good. And he could just grab the ball like it's a softball. But Mitch, for whatever reason, that ball is below his waist.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Get it.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Jerry Recco back. Don't need to hear the highlights again, but we're going to.
You're damn right you are.
No, Jerry, they're the lowlights. Oh, by the way, let's go to Mark in Dix Hills. Mark, what's happening?
Boomer, I love you. Love all you guys. Boomer,
yeah.
These guys got a hell of a nerve picking on you. I can't watch this show. I mean, you know what? This is nuts. I can't get my TV to turn on. I'm in Dix Hills, and I don't know. I dropped the thing. I can't watch it. But you know what? Jerry, it's you, it's Al, and it's Gio. Boomer knows what the hell he's talking about. You're saying, oh, we won this. We won this. We're done. We're in. Oh, God. And you're looking at Boomer like he's an idiot. And Boomer is only saying, just keep your mouth shut. Nothing's done. Done. Nothing's
no, it's,
done.
Mark, it's
like
over.
Like Yogi said, it's over. Oh, this is over.
So
that's
over.
That's what the fat lady thinks. Now look what's going to happen.
Fat lady died. This series is over.
Who the hell knows? She's singing a dead. She's doing something. and whatever the hell it is, it ain't good. Because Jerry, what the hell do we do now?
You go win tomorrow night. Come on, man. Listen, you guys are.
What? We come back to New York.
And you win.
We know we're going to lose in New York.
No, you're not going to stop,
Mark. I mean,
Mark, no.
Who wants to live the life like that, man? Stop.
And by the way, we do a radio show. It's tough to keep our mouths shut.
That's true. I mean, I did tell you, I warned you. I said, you know, this is a team that's a championship team. And they already have won one game in this playoffs against the Magic. And I know they're not the Knicks without Tatum. And they played a great game. And it's not only are they playing for Tatum, but they're also, you know, they all now have newfound responsibility because the guy that's the go-to guy is no longer there.
If you tell me that the Celtics, the one game, fine. You're going to tell me with a compromised Kristaps Porzingis and Jason Tatum out that this team is better than the Knicks? No way.
Yeah, but Hauser's
no
back now.
No way. Screw Hauser.
Hauser's back
Screw
now.
Hauser. Stop.
I told you, when he went down, that was a big loss for them. It's all about depth. It's about role-playing. Mm-hmm. It's about, you know, having the guys that come off the bench do their little thing for about 12, 15 minutes, eat up some time, score some points. I'm just telling you. So now,
well, if this Knicks team loses three in a row to the way the Celtics are right now, this will be one of the biggest collapses I've ever seen.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I said earlier.
Come on now.
It would be one of the worst losses in their history.
It would be like a Yankee-esque collapse.
Yeah, but you know what, though? At least the Red Sox were at full strength. As crazy as that was down 3-0, they still had Hall of Famers and great players. The Celtics have lost Tatum, and Porzingis can't stay on the floor for more than 10 minutes.
And you see, like, the wide-open nature of the rest of the league where you feel like there's not some sort of buzzsaw that you're going to run into. I mean, you got to move on.
I agree.
You got to.
This would be an epic collapse, and it's not happening. They're going to win tomorrow night.
You said that about last night.
Well, no, I said when they get to the finals.
I told you, you know.
I didn't necessarily mean last night, but I said when they advance, which they will.
I know you're not touching the money because you're actually just trying to get under our skin, much like Evan got under Tommy Lugauer's skin earlier.
Al, is this not what I have said to you as well, that they will win this game tomorrow night?
If not,
they will win in Boston in game 7.
He also said they were going to win last night.
I said they're going to win the series. I said they're in the conference finals in my eyes, and I actually think they'll be in the NBA finals because they owe the Pacers one. From last year. I don't think they'll win the NBA championship.
Jerry's good at this stuff.
The Thunder will beat them.
Out of all of us, Jerry's good at predicting this stuff.
I don't know what I'm good at or I'm not.
You are. You're good at it. You had the Rangers winning the World Series. You had the Mets.
Yeah, I also picked the Rangers to win the Stanley Cup last year.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I did.
I will say this, that, you know, these are series that we expect not to be easy, that there was going to be some heartache involved in it. And last night was heartache, especially in the second half, and especially with Towns fouling out and Brunson fouling out and OG Anunoby, like, you know, I don't know what he was moonwalking all over the place. I don't know what the hell he was doing last night. But anyway, saying all of that, this is what these series end up doing to you. They drive you crazy.
You got your sports book up there on your phone?
I can, yeah.
Can you give me a number for the Knicks to win by more than 19.5 tomorrow night?
Wow.
I will bet that.
Okay.
I think they're going to blast the Celtics tomorrow night.
All right, I will look for that. It might take a second, but why don't we start here with some of the highlights. More than 19.5.
Yes.
Okay.
I think they win by 20 or more tomorrow night, and this is a garden party with 5 minutes to go. That's what I think.
Okay.
Last night it was a garden party, but TD Garden.
Jaylen Brown masterclass tonight. He has it left side of the floor. Picks up his dribble. Finds Pritchard. 6 on the shot clock. Return to Jaylen Brown. Now Jaylen Brown against McBride. Works his way to 14 feet. His jumper is true. It's been Jaylen Brown's night with the money on the table and the season on the line.
Yeah, he played great last night. Sean Grandy, Celtics Radio. Boston absolutely came to play with Jason Tatum out. They beat the Knicks by a lot. 127-102. They hit 22 threes in this game. Derek White had 7 of them. Here was Brown, who had a great all-around game. 26 points, 8 rebounds, 12 assists, shot it well. He was talking about the guys responding without their guy in Tatum.
I know it's easy to kind of write things off. Obviously, unfortunate what happened to JT. But we still got basketball to be played. You know, I believe in this group. So, you know, don't count us out just yet.
All right, I have a couple for you here, Jerry. Knicks to win by 16 or more is the highest option. I have plus 480. I also have a winning within the 10-point margin, meaning that you could bet the Knicks to win by 21-30, and that is 1,100.
To win by
11-20 is plus 330.
Okay. I will make a wager and put my money where my mouth is tomorrow.
That's out of your mind.
Why? Why am I out of my mind?
Because have you watched these games?
I have. Yes, I have. I also
so
saw Boston.
You think the Knicks are just going to absolutely destroy the Boston Celtics?
I think last night was a wake-up call. I think they come home. They take care of business against a wounded. I know they're a championship team, but not as constituted. Kristaps Porzingis is sick. Tatum's gone, and I don't think they can do it again.
Yeah, it was a last breath spot.
One more, and then the next bang. Done.
Frankie in Brooklyn, what's happening?
Listen, Jerry, we know what you're doing, all right? You're doing the reverse psychology. Don't play games with us. You're trying to get under our skin.
Blowout yes, Central. Are. Blowout hey, Central.
No, listen.
Have confidence in your team.
No, because if the Knicks lose, you're happy. If the Knicks win, you say, hey, look, I told you so.
First of all, you are not wrong with that, but I promise you, I really don't care. It doesn't mean all that much to me, and the Celtics and Knicks aren't hearing this, so it doesn't matter what I say.
I mean, Evan for sure is doing the reverse psychology thing. He's trying to annoy Tommy. There's a little bit of Jerry trying to annoy Boomer with the net stuff, but when Jerry says that he believes,
not as much as you think,
that the Knicks are going to blow out the Celtics in Game 6, he believes it.
I do. I absolutely do think that they're going to win and win big tomorrow night. So, all right, you brought up Tommy. So let me just, I'll bring you back to one of the clips I played at 6:30. And this was Tommy in the car with Paul Rosenberg driving back from Boston. And he was just destroying Evan. This is the longer clip of the one that Al liked a lot. I'm going to play it in full. This is 28 seconds where he is ripping Evan for getting a little ahead of things.
Early on in the first half, this ass, and he knows what he's doing. He's a He sits there and he goes, Game 6, the Eastern Conference Finals. I wonder if we could drive to Indiana. And then Loogie, the NBA Finals, if it's in Minnesota. Loogie, maybe we can go to Minnesota. We could do the show from the f***ing Mall of America. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, can we win this game first? Can we get this done before we're starting to talk about driving 27 hours to get the f***ing Indiana?
Now, I said he was...
That's very funny and good for Tommy for keeping it real.
We kept it real. Now, provoked for sure, here's a series of Evan videos that he took at the TD Garden last night as the game's going on. This is in the second quarter where he declares that everything's done.
The Knicks are up by 8 with about 9 minutes to go in the second quarter. And I don't know about you, but I am ready to declare the Eastern Conference semifinals is over.
Now, at that point, Tommy's like, I'm not going that far. It's the second quarter. Okay, fine. So then at halftime, now the Celtics made a little bit of a run, as we know. The game was tied at halftime. He asked him how things are going.
Oh, we're feeling great. Positive Tommy never sweats. I'll say this. Very entertaining first half. The vibes and energy in this building is amazing.
Okay, all good. No issues yet. Now is when it starts to become a problem. He is in Tommy's face with the camera, and if you listen, you'll even hear Tommy say, get the camera away from me, because it's right up his nose, as the Celtics are making a run.
Got to avoid the knockout punch. You know they want to deliver it. Got to avoid the knockout punch. Keep it close to the fourth quarter, and that's where Jalen Brunson and this Knicks team will take over. They've been in this spot time and time again. Game one.
Party time!
So you remember where he was making fun of Evan eating the ice cream? That was in the middle of that. Then the Celtics are starting to pull away. He gets in his face yet again.
91-76 after 3. So what's going through your mind?
You got to keep it close. Just stop. And the close-up. Got to keep it close. Got to keep the game close.
Again, get the close-up. Get it away from me.
By the way, where were they sitting?
I don't know what level, but they were like mid-court, maybe third level. Okay. They looked like really good seats.
You could see their view. They put it out there on X if you want to see the exact seat location.
And then lastly, the game is, I mean, it's over at this point, and he's again in Tommy's face.
Down by 23! 7 minutes to go! Do you tap out?
No, absolutely not. There's no quit the Knicks. There's no quit positive Tommy.
Early on in the first half, this ass, and he knows what he's doing. He's a penis.
That sounds like a woman when you first play it, by the way. It's the second time you started playing it. I'm like, who is that woman?
Early on in the first half, this ass. And he knows what he's doing. He's a
f***ing
penis.
By the way, this Paul, this Rosenberg.
Yeah.
He works here.
Yeah, you know Paul Rosenberg. No?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
He's
a good guy. He's been here a while, actually.
There's other Rosenbergs that I know.
Sid's not been here in a long time.
Is he a Celtics fan?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Because he's the guy holding up the Celtics
flag
in the background.
Behind Tommy trolling him as well.
Well, maybe he's a Nets fan like you.
I don't think so. He could be a Celtics fan. He's not a Knicks fan. That was pretty obvious. If he's a Knicks fan,
what the hell is he doing going up to the game for?
I don't know. I don't know how he got involved because he doesn't really work on that show every day. Might fill in once in a while. I'm not sure.
I mean, you got to be some sort of special kind of loser drop, is it not?
I'm not sure.
I think so. Stevie in Manhattan. Stevie, what's happening?
Good morning, fellas. Rough morning after that debacle last night.
Yes.
First of all, hey Al, thanks a lot. All 24 hours now, the Glamour Boys is just ringing in my head. Really appreciate that, Al. But listen. You know, we live in the greatest city in the world, but one thing that really sucks is we are divided with our sports, and we fight amongst each other. Up in Boston right now, all they do is bash New York.
He's right.
All these second-rate cities with one team just go all together and bash whoever they're playing. We fight amongst ourselves. Right now, Jerry is using Boomer's passive aggressiveness that he has towards the Yankees all the time and turning it on the Knicks. And I don't know, does this team that Jerry roots for even play in the NBA anymore?
I promise you, Steve, I know what you're saying. I am not doing it. I'm not. I think they're going to win big tomorrow night. I don't know why that's such a crazy thought.
But, it's not a crazy thought. They just know because you're not a Knicks fan, you think that you're putting the kibosh on them.
I'm not. How much have I also sat here and talked about how much I love Jalen Brunson?
No, I believe you. I know you, Jerry. I believe you. You're not going to say something you don't believe. That's just a fact. You're not going to come on here and just lie about things.
The previous caller is right, though. It is a win-win for me. But I really do think they're going to win big tomorrow night.
Apparently, Paul Rosenberg is a Bulls fan. So a Chicago Bulls fan decided to go up to Boston.
He didn't decide. He got free tickets and went with Evan.
Did he get free tickets?
Evan bought the tickets. They sat together.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah. How does Evan get back? I guess the train, since they left him up there?
I mean, he might have driven himself, right?
You're going to tell me the three of them went in two cars?
Maybe, if one was staying longer. I mean, I wouldn't want to drive with Evan. Would you?
Oh, God, no.
I might have to stop at a home of a childhood president's home.
Or listen to his book on tape on the way back.
Or that. The T-Wolves beat the Warriors 121-110. They win this series in five. Yankees beat the Mariners 3-2. I got to tell you about the Thrivewell player of the game, brought to you by Thrivewell Infusion. His name is Aaron Judge.
Here's a drive deep to left off the bat. Aaron Judge, and the Yankees have the lead. No doubt about it.
No, not at all. That was a monster home run, 15th of the year. Dave Sims, the call. He is our Yankees thriving player of the game. Judge, not Dave Sims. Brought to you by Thrivewell, New York's premier infusion and injection center, saving lives drip by drip. Visit ThrivewellInfusion.com. Yankees, Mets tomorrow. The Mets did lose last night to the Pirates 4-0, but did win the series. And you had the Oilers shut out the Golden Knights in overtime 1-0 to win that series in five.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Hi, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. You know, we have a new super fan to the program, and she is fascinated that we exist, that we have these jobs, that we talk about sports and watch sports. Yeah. She's fascinated by our entire lives, and she's been calling every day, and I love every one of these calls.
Okay.
She is amazing. Yesterday, she cursed, but she's back. Tracy in Atlantic Highlands. What's going on, Tracy?
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hi. Good morning. So I'm sorry that I cursed. I didn't realize it's like public radio and you can't do that and you get hung up on. So anyway, I never talked to Jerry Recco, and I heard his name come up on Mother's Day, and so I wanted to say hi.
Well, Jerry's now in the newsroom, but he can hear you out there. So we will send our regards. Yes.
So my friend played in his cornhole tournament, and I heard really good things about it. His name is Bill. And,
Gil.
Okay.
Bill and Jeff Lawson, they play cornhole. So they were speaking very highly of the league.
Well, I'll tell you what, Jerry's looking for more women to join the league, Tracy, if a couple of your friends want to join.
To throw the bags?
Yeah, to throw the bags.
Yes.
I have thrown a few bags in my life. I'm not terrible. I don't think I'm amazing, but I'm probably better at that sport than like the football, the baseball, the basketball.
Did we ask you already if you're coming to the kickoff to summer show, Tracy?
You guys have asked me every time that I forget. Call.
Yeah, I know. So you're definitely going to be there.
I don't know. I mean, I guess if my friend can come with her kids, maybe. I don't know.
What do you mean maybe? You don't know. What do you
mean? I don't
know.
I'm a solid like 25%.
Oh, you are the worst. I mean, you fell in love with this show. You call every day. You can't show up to the kickoff of the summer show. We'll put you up on the stage.
You guys are so, you like really, I look forward to calling in. It like gets me kind of like pumped for my sales calls. I'm like jazzed for the day. It's like a cup of espresso.
Well, there you go. Tracy,
thank you very much. Yes. We'll see you at the kickoff of the summer show. No excuses.
I hope that the Knicks win this next game. I'm semi-invested.
If you're semi-invested, look at Tracy.
Yes.
Unbelievable. She loves this new life of hers. All right, Tracy. Yeah. Take care.
Well, have a great day.
All right, you too.
Keep up the good work.
Thanks,
okay,
Tracy.
Bye.
Bye, Tracy.
If you're semi-invested, you're invested. Bottom line, there's no such thing as semi-invested. Once you cross that investment in any way, shape, or form, you are in.
I mean, three calls this week, that's invested.
Yeah, I keep forgetting about the inviting her to kick off the summer. She's got to go. What, is she nuts? She's got to go. All right, remember earlier I said that there was a viral video out there, and I thought that the person involved in the viral video was a WFAN listener.
Yes.
Because he was a firefighter in New Jersey, and his name is Nick Galanti, which just sounds like we made him in a lab, you know, to listen to WFAN.
One of our guys.
Yeah. Yes, one of our guys, 100%. Well, he had this 40th birthday party, and then called his wife up there, and then they talked about the, you know, he gets in her face about the cheating and everything, and it's been a huge viral video. Well, here he is. How about that? Just like that. We called for Nick Galanti, and he is here. Nick, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm doing I've had better days, but I'm doing all right. How you doing?
We're doing great.
I think
great,
you
got to
be pretty satisfied now, Nick. I mean, you know, you got your retribution, didn't you?
Yeah, but that's not everything. You know what I'm saying, guys?
Yeah, I
understand. Sure.
I understand. Now, did you know that this was being filmed or not?
No. And I got to be honest, guys. I called in to talk to you guys. I'm not really calling in to talk about.
All right.
Well, we're not nearly as interesting as you are.
Yeah, right. Exactly, Nick. It's okay. I understand. This just shows you how real this is.
Okay.
Which we understand.
It's raw and it's real.
Yeah, and if the video is out there, it's gone viral. But here's the thing, Nick. Because of this was a rough time in your life, obviously, we would like to invite you as our guest to kick off the summer. And have you up there. Maybe you come up to the stage with us. We'll talk some sports with you. You're our guy. We hate to see this happen to you. So will you join us at the kickoff to summer week from tomorrow on Friday?
I'm there. I really do appreciate the support, guys.
Well, absolutely, man. You know you got it. I could see immediately you were one of our guys. I knew it. So bring your buddies. We'll have a great time. And we'll kick off Memorial Day weekend right with you, Nick. All right?
I appreciate that, guys.
All right, Nick.
Hang in there, Nick. I'm going to put you on hold so you can talk to Al again.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, it shows you how real this is. The guy doesn't even want to talk about it.
Yeah, well, can he talk about it really openly too much? I don't think so.
Yeah. Al told me he didn't want to talk a lot about it, but, of course, I was going to ask some questions to see what he would say or not.
Well, I mean, what is he, Bill Belichick?
But you're right about the legal side of things.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
That's why. Be careful, yeah.
So he's just like, I want to talk to you guys. But here's this. We got everything we needed to know about this thing.
Yes.
Right? It's out there on social media. People know. Nick, we could tell, he got run through the ringer here a little bit. We don't like that. He's a New Jersey firefighter. He's got an Italian last name. I love that.
We love that, yeah.
He's I feel like I know the guy. He's 40 years old. I'm 42. I feel like I've known this guy my whole life. So we just want to support him.
Yeah.
Want to have him have a good day on Friday, get his mind off of things.
Great day.
Have a great day with us, kick off the summer, so we'll just leave it at that. How's that sound? And kick off the summer Friday, May 23rd, live from DJ's in Belmar. Start at 6 a.m. with the warm-up show, and then we're going to be on at 7 a.m., and it'll feature a live performance by country music star Chris Lane right after the show. And the kickoff to summer is brought to you by Cash App. Do more with your money. So cannot wait a week from tomorrow. And now we got special guest Nick Galante joining us. So, Al, what was your take on that whole thing that he didn't want to talk about it but wanted to join us? And, like, I didn't know how to handle it. I had to ask him a couple questions just to see if he was going to go down the road.
Yeah, I guess he said, I can't really say too much. I don't know, if, you know, like.
I think the video speaks for itself.
Yeah,
There's other questions, like, still, I have to ask, you know.
But I thought it was a good first introduction. At least let's get him on the air.
Right.
Let's give him the invite.
You don't want to jam the guy up.
True. That is true. But I still, just because it's very interesting and viral and he hasn't spoken to anybody else, you got to give it a shot to see if he wants to say anything. Clearly did not. So we're just here for him.
I mean, it was interesting to note that he didn't know it was being videoed. So that wasn't part of his game plan, it seemed like.
Right. Which is amazing. And for anybody who thinks that this was a work, you could just tell right there. If this was a work, this guy would have gone on and on and on about all the details and just been like, but no.
Yeah, it's not a work. It was real.
I'm not talking about this.
Yeah, on the advice of counsel.
Well, anyway, we'll forget about all that riffraff.
Yeah, we'll have some fun Friday. Yeah, that's
damn
all.
Right. And we'll get up there. Maybe I'll say, hey, Chris Lane, you see that viral video? It's a New Jersey firefighter. Bring him up. Have him sing a song.
He's still not going to be able to talk about it.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.